And for a final interview here on In Depth, I have a wonderful array of guests. Donald Stockton, the event coordinator for Operation Battleborn, and the president of Nevada Veterans Alumni Chapter. Plus, Gunnar Annis is in here. He is the Truckee Meadows Veterans Club president. And we're talking about something very, very important, a very inspired idea, Operation Battleborn. Donald, well, give me the lowdown.
So this event actually started out as an idea where we wanted to take a group of us from here to Las Vegas or vice versa, just to bring awareness to Memorial Day and things like that. Right. At the time, it was a very small group of us, and we kind of understood the reality of it as we went along. And then Gunnar and a group of veterans went down to the Student Veterans of America National Conference in San Antonio, and they linked up with the UNLV Rebel Vets. And from there, it's turned into this huge thing where we're going to take 7,000 dog tags from the Las Vegas Veterans Memorial all the way to the Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Fernley over Memorial Day week, ending on Memorial Day with the ceremony there.
Wow. So this is going to be like a massive trek.
It's about 370 miles. We've shared that load with Las Vegas. Our personal portion up here is about 200 miles.
Okay, very cool. And how did you get this idea?
Well, we've been kind of a close-knit group of vets up here for a while, and just wanted to do something kind of epic.
That epic is the word for it, and symbolic for sure too.
Absolutely, Memorial Day has different connotations. It's definitely a time in the spring where everybody gets together, families get together, they enjoy the weekend, but it's also a time of remembrance. It's a time for us to remember our fallen brothers and sisters, and we wanted to mix that up. Create this epic event around that, and then on the 27th we're going to barbecue, but on the 28th we're going to remember our friends. So it's going to be a good time.
Beautiful. And is it veterans of all foreign wars or all wars in general? Are we talking Vietnam? Is it kind of a catch-all?
So for this particular event, the dog tags signify those lost since 9/11. So our global war on terrorism, brothers and sisters. But in an effort to kind of include everyone, we're actually supporting Honor Flight through fundraising efforts, which is a charity that takes veterans of all generations, World War II right now, mostly World War II, Korea, Vietnam, to their monuments in Washington, D.C. And it's an awesome organization. It's really well run up here. They're constantly busy taking veterans back and forth, and we wanted to show that support. So it kind of, through the fundraising efforts and through our symbolism of the dog tags, it shows kind of our support for everyone.
Wonderful. Hey, Gunnar, let's go to you. I mean, what do you think about this? How did you get involved as well?
Yeah, it's
from your own perspective.
Like Donald said, it's a really great event, and it's going to be epic. So he was talking about the Student Veterans of America National Conference that we went down to. It was me and a couple other guys, and it's a huge event, and it's a great opportunity for networking. And we just happened to get really close with the UNLV guys, you know, because we're both from Nevada, and they had this idea already in mind, kind of. It was just a little thing, but then we started talking about it, and we wanted a way to join the North and the South, kind of come together as one whole state to have this kind of remembrance for all the people that we lost since 9/11. So
that's very cool.
Yeah,
this is a really cool day. And when is it going to happen? Actually, let's get that.
So the kickoff in Las Vegas is on May 20th,
okay,
and then they will trek up to Goldfield by May 23rd, and that's where we're actually going to pick it up and finish out the actual ruck all the way to Fernley. We'll finish out on the 27th, and then we'll do a small stretch into the Memorial Cemetery on the 28th.
Okay, so very cool. So how can they help with this?
So we have a couple different avenues. If people aren't ready to participate, or they don't have enough time to prep, or that weekend's already filled up for them, we're always encouraging people to make a donation to Honor Flight. They could do that through our social media at Operation Battleborn on Facebook and Instagram. They can also sign up there for the ruck if they want to. We're not going to cap participation for this at all. But if they want to provide support in any other way, because we're looking for any possible means of support. If anybody has any innovative ideas, we are open to those as well.
Fantastic. And as far as making at least a leg of the trek, what should people do to prepare for that?
Yeah, so we are actually meeting every Saturday at Damani Ranch Park. We can do anywhere from 3 miles to 12 miles if people have it in them. Our legs are going to be anywhere from 6 to 12 miles. So we encourage people to, if they're going to do a leg that long, practice very early, because your feet and your back will thank you once you've practiced. Our rucksack actually weighs about 70 pounds with that amount of dog tags. We are thankfully going to split it for participants, so they're not going to suffer too badly with all of that. But even a little extra weight on your body, doing that many miles, the preparation is key.
But at the same time, that that's a fraction of what you guys and your brothers and sisters have gone through and continue to go through.
The funny thing is, among vets, most of the time we're pretty humble about all that. We're the last ones to scream about what we've done, but we always appreciate the thanks we get from our community and our the fellow citizens of this country. So
beautiful. All right. Well, anything else you want to add about this? Other than social media, is there a website or anything? Any other information they can find?
We are definitely taking advantage of free social media.
Yeah, so amen, right?
Yeah, trying to maximize our donations as much as possible. So like I said, at Operation Battleborn on Facebook and Instagram. And if you go out and practice, tag us in those photographs, and we'll share them out on our
beautiful
social media.
That'd be really cool. Get the word out.
We also have the donation page on the TMCC website.
Oh, right.
There's a Veteran Services, part of the main Truckee Meadows Community College website. And if you click on that and you go to the homepage for Veteran Services, at the top there's an area for you to submit any sort of donation that you want to.
Okay.
It's pretty easy to use, too, so it's really user-friendly.
Really, yeah. For people who definitely need that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess that's all I got for you. You really laid it out beautifully. So thank you for this, guys. This is an excellent idea, and it's. I think it's important to keep in our heads.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for having us, and we're grateful.
You're very welcome. Donald Stockton, Gunnar Annis, thanks a lot.
Thank you.